Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And now with an update on the cricket and the rest of the day's sports news, here's Darren Frehill.
Mary, I'll tell you what, it's been quite the morning down under, an eventful morning in the T20 World Cup. Ireland made a brilliant start against England in their Super 12 encounter, but the English have battled back well. Let's go live to the famous Melbourne Cricket Ground in Melbourne and get the very latest with Nathan Johns.
Yes, Darren, it's been quite an encounter so far. Rain early morning, it looks like we might not get a game in at all, but eventually after a delayed start by about 15 minutes, we did get a few overs in. We were back off then for another 20 minutes or so, but no overs were lost, and Ireland actually started really well. They lost Paul Sterling early in just the third over, but they recovered through captain Andrew Balverny and Lorcan Tucker, who got an 82 for the second wicket. From there, though, it was a bit of a collapse. Tucker was run out in very unfortunate circumstances, and then, crucially, even though England's rapid bowler Mark Wood did take three wickets, it was actually their spinner, Liam Livingstone, who did the damage. He took two wickets in an over, including Balverny, who departed for 62, his first 50 out of the T20 World Cup. And crucially, got George Dockwell out of first ball. And that meant Ireland's best power hitter towards the end of the innings was gone. And it came back to bite them, as England really did blow them away towards the end as the bowler struggled. Ireland have had a good start with the ball, though. Defending 157, Josh Little struck, getting England captain Josh Butler out with just the second ball of the innings. It was definitely game on.
157. If you had said that at the very start of this match, that Ireland would get to 157, you would have grabbed the hand off it, wouldn't you?
Well, I think they certainly would have taken it, but it's very frustrating considering at one point they were looking at 170, 180, even 190 if Tucker wasn't run out in the unfortunate circumstances that he was. So it's one of those where, in hindsight, you probably do take it. And oh, there's a drop. Alex Hales just smashed one straight to the fielder. It was a really tough chance. I think it was George Dockwell at point. But he's put it down. No, it wasn't. It was Gareth Delaney. My apologies. So it's all going here. But I think you're right. They probably would have taken that at the start of the day, that total. But it's a lot lower than it could have been.
We'll come back to you a little later on. I think we're in for quite the morning there. That's Nathan Johns in Melbourne. Manchester City played out a scoreless draw away to Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League. And that was enough to secure top spot in the group. Chelsea beat Salzburg 2-1 to book their place in the knockout stages. They also go through as group winners. AC Milan also won, still in with the chance of getting a runner-up spot there in that group. Celtic drew 1-1 with Shakhtar Donetsk, and that result means Celtic will finish bottom of their group. They won't qualify for the Europa League. PSG and Benfica recorded wins to clinch last 16 spots. Juventus lost to Benfica. They will not make it out of the group stages for the first time in 9 years. That is an incredible stuff, isn't it? They are really not going well there at the minute. And the champions, Real Madrid, suffered their first loss of the season. 3-2 defeat to RB Leipzig. They've already qualified for the next phase. RTE has agreed a new rights deal with the GAA for the next 5 years. And it's a pretty comprehensive deal as well across television, radio and online. More live GAA and Camogie matches. Increased league coverage. There'll also be a new second highlights programme to go alongside the Sunday game late show. And live radio coverage, exclusive national rights on Radio 1 and Ornigy. Kilkenny's Miriam Walsh, Katrina Mackey from Cork and Waterford's Lorraine Bray have been nominated for the PWC GPA Camogie Player of the Year. Ken Doherty has secured a place at the English Open with a 4-1 victory over Robbie Williams in Leicester. And finally, there is racing this afternoon at the Curragh from 5 minutes past 1.